Hello, it's Lisa and Pete with your Monday Night Catch-Up.
We spoke to Jeff Thompson about his Four Corners expose tonight on the NBN and how many people are complaining.
Footy packages announced and a lot of good news for people who are either members at the current stadium looking to get into Perth Stadium, plus pretty cheap deals for those of you that just want to go and see some footy games.
And we asked you, when did a pimple ruin your plans?
See Southern Plus Aged Care at this year's Have a Go Day, November 1st at Burswood Park. This is a Lisa and Pete podcast made in Perth for Perth on Mix 94.5.
What's wrong with the NBN? Well, where to start? It's exactly what they're going to be checking out tonight on Four Corners on the ABC at 8:30. Jeff Thompson is behind that and he joins us now. G'day, mate.
Hi, Jeff.
G'day.
Well, what is wrong with the NBN? This is a question that we hear repeatedly.
Yeah, well, look, there's a lot wrong with it. And now it's come down to a point where there's a digital divide and you're getting different people with different technologies and different capacities so that you can be giving a lot of money to your service provider for a service that you can't get. And that can be the difference across a street.
Well, this is where it really got me too, because as someone who's not terribly tech savvy, especially with all the terms and everything, Jeff, I thought, hooray, the NBN, we're just going to all be the same, all on this one system. And yet it's never been more confusing for me.
Yeah, that's right. And I think that's what governments and the NBN have kind of banked on, is that you're just getting the NBN. It's all the same. It's not all the same. And even though a lot of people don't really notice it at the moment, when they start demanding those faster speeds down the track, they might find that the technology that's connecting them to it doesn't live up to the promise. And in fact, that's happening already.
I want to come back to a thing that you said just a moment ago, Jeff, in a moment. But I kind of feel like that for a little while now, the telcos have had an opportunity to almost prey on the public because of the confusion. I mean, for me, when I was trying to work out what was wrong with my network, it was actually as confusing as eventually having to get somebody in to pull all the old cabling out and then run one long cable from my access point to the front of the house where the Telstra box was, and that's what fixed it. I mean, the average person doesn't know that sort of stuff.
No, and a lot of the responsibility is being put on the consumer, whereas in New Zealand, when they install their NBN, and there by 2020, when ours is finished, 70% of New Zealanders will be able to have access to gigabit per second speeds, just quietly.
But I just want to put something in perspective with that, right?
Yeah, because my face didn't change.
Yeah, can you compare that to what the average person is getting in Australia right now?
Well, put it this way. 70% of people will have access to fibre all the way into your home or business in New Zealand by 2020. It'll be fewer than 20% of Australians will have that by 2020.
The vast really?
The majority of us will have either copper or pay TV cables connecting us to the NBN, and you can get pretty good speeds out of that. But if you really want to move things along and have a really fast internet connection, you might find it challenging.
Now, you mentioned before that your investigation found some things, including the differences can sometimes be literally across the street. What's an example of that?
Well, in Dubbo, which we visited, on one side of the street, you have people who are on the gold standard fibre to the premises, and the other side of the street, they're on the fibre to the node, and you've got people who moved into the area of Dubbo thinking they were getting the gold standard connection, and they ended up with the substandard connection, and now they're paying. There have been some people we spoke to for the last 15 months have been paying for the top speed, and it was only after we made inquiries that the telco fessed up that they could only get less than half that. And the NBN knows what each house can get, and the telcos know what each house can get, but they don't routinely volunteer that information to householders, although they do in New Zealand.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to have no idea what you're talking about when you talk about to the premises or to the node, but when you're dealing with, selling people something that they can't even actually get, that doesn't seem right.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Well, sounds like tonight's Four Corners could be a bit of a community service for us all to watch to kind of understand what it is that we're dealing with and what these terms are so that we know what to ask for. Jeffrey, thank you so much.
Pleasure. I think actually that's the main contribution, that after the program people will actually understand what's going on.
Thanks, Jeff. The details have been released regarding seating at the new stadium for Dockers and Eagles fans.
Yeah.
And it's looking pretty good.
You know, you probably... I would have expected in a normal sort of world that we live in these days to hear the story, oh, you know, they've announced the packages for the football season today and you can't afford them, they're too expensive. But it's the exact opposite.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Considering that, especially this, like season memberships to the Dockers are going to start from $249 for adults, and that's $100 cheaper than the 2017 memberships for the main stadium. A little bit more expensive for West Coast fans, but they're balancing that out by making them cheaper at the top end, where the Fremantle Dockers memberships are going to be a little bit more expensive at the top end.
So what does that mean?
So they have different categories, okay. Right? So the higher the category, the better the seat.
So the closer you have to sit to an opposition pretty supporter,
much. Yeah, I guess, yeah.
The less you have to pay.
So you think of like...
he's touching me! Oh, but you got a very cheap seat.
With Perth Stadium, which who knows, actually, in the next couple of days it could be Optus Stadium, but we're still waiting to hear on that. But with Perth Stadium, there's going to be 50,000 seats now for members of the clubs, right, for these tickets, okay? So those seats, obviously, they're better or worse depending on how much you want to actually spend. But, like, the most expensive, a Category 1 seat for the Fremantle Dockers, for example, is $1,000.
Yeah.
Whereas I think for the Eagles it's going to be $860.
Wow.
So
what does it mean for existing members? If you're already a member at the other place, does it automatically...
It automatically comes across.
Okay.
Yeah. It automatically comes across.
And are there more memberships available now?
There are. Yes.
So this is the best part.
It's great. So for West Coast, for example, there's going to be 10,000 more memberships available. But the only thing is, if you're one of their... I think they call them in the wings... Right, so they're people who are members, but they don't actually have a seat yet, and they're the ones who get notified first when a seat becomes available.
We used to call it a waiting list.
Well, there you go, right? So those,
fancy, you know, in your wings.
Everything has to have a thing these days.
Yeah,
you know how it is.
Okay.
But for the in the wings members, there's going to be an extra 10,000 membership seats available. So
well, that's exciting because those people have been waiting for a while.
Yeah, a long time, and I dare say it's going to be the same for Fremantle Dockers as well.
Right.
Which is pretty cool. So yeah. The other thing is I'm really looking forward to Virtual Pass. Have you heard of this thing yet?
Virtual Pass?
Virtual Pass.
Well, that sounds like you're not really going to be there.
Right, so...
You're living in a...
Well, it's for people
a video
who get,
game or something.
It's for people who get seats. You can actually go on there, right, and they're going to have almost like you're sitting in that seat overlooking the ground, right, and you're going to be able to choose your seat... Like, and have a look at essentially what your view is going to be from the seat online, which is pretty cool.
Okay, that's too weird for me. But if you don't get a season ticket, the other good news is there's going to be 6,000 seats guaranteed for non-members.
Yeah, that's great.
To actually be there and not just sitting on virtually looking down someone's top. I don't know how that works. You're going to have to explain that one to me.
Hey, by the way, just quickly.
Yes.
Stadium ticket.
Yes.
Have you heard about one of these? Like a golden ticket.
Like a Willy Wonka one.
Yeah. If you got $6,000, right?
Yes.
It's steep. If you got $6,000, you can go to every single event during the year. So Ed Sheeran,
the
cricket.
$6,000 for a ticket just anytime there's a gig on there,
anytime
you can just
a
head
gig,
down.
You can just head down.
Be at a gig, be at a sporting event, be at anything.
Yeah, anything.
That's not bad.
And there's a heap of stuff that's yet to be announced yet. So, you know, you never know. You could be seeing Kiss down there. You could be seeing
you could
who
be
do
seeing
you want to
Kiss
see?
And the Carlton Blues.
Led Zeppelin?
Because he's Eddie Eyes. Oh, Led Zeppelin. Wow. There will be no virtual Led Zeppelin tickets for me.
So there you go. If you are a membership holder for the Fremantle Dockers or the West Coast Eagles, get in touch with the club, although they'll be getting in touch with you over the next couple of days. When did a pimple ruin your plans? Lise, I've got to admit, I'm a little bit sad, actually.
Why?
Because Priscilla's gone.
Priscilla
the pimple.
Shut your face. It was never that bad.
I was getting used to talking to her.
No, it was just a dot. And if I hadn't even shown it to you, you would never have noticed. I foolishly said, do you see the dot on the end of my nose? At which point you had to look really close. Okay, let me just take you through the story. This goes back a week. I've recovered over the last week enough to be able to talk about it. But not this weekend gone when we were at Telethon. Last weekend.
Lucky.
There was a reunion on. Very excited, very much looking forward to it. And probably about Thursday, something began to cast, you know, some, like
a shadow.
Just give me cause for alarm at the end of my nose. Like smack bang in the like a film prop. Smack bang in the middle of the end of my nose was what was looking very much like a large, blind, angry pimple.
Yeah.
The likes of which I haven't seen since I was a wee teenager. And anyway, this thing, I just was causing me lost sleep and everything because I started to think this could go two ways. This could be nothing.
Mm.
I'll try to ignore it and it could go away, or it could be, develop into a full-blown
twin.
Cast a shadow. Twin on the end of my nose right on the weekend where I'm going to a reunion. And I'll be honest with you, I am human. It could very well have stopped me going.
Yeah, and it's
and then
fine.
I would have hated myself for it because I'd been telling everyone I was going and right up until, you know, if on the day I'd gone, oh, no, I'm sick, I can't come. And, you know, like.
You wouldn't have been able to do that. It would have been too painful.
Everyone would have hated me, yeah, but just stop. So, luckily, Pete, this thing actually didn't, you know, eventuate into what it had teased that it could have been. It
yeah.
did, how I did sort of scratch it and, you know, and it became one of, you know, the dot that you get on the end of your nose. Has it gone yet?
No, it's
that hangs
I know it has.
A while.
Like
it's a little bit.
There's a little bit of, there's just a touch, tiny little bit of, yeah.
Okay, well, that dot could have been, as I said, a second head. Luckily, for the love of God, it did not happen that way. However, you know, it has in the past. There have been times where a pimple has completely ruined your plans. And we want to hear about yours.
1333 53. We've got an amazing prize. It's a Marvel Studios Thor Ragnarok prize pack, including four Grand Cinemas Gold Lounge passes.
Oh, cool.
I
That's
know.
The way to see Thor.
Experience it October 26th. That's what your nose felt like. It was Thor.
It was Thor. It felt like a Ragnarok. Glenn, it was a close call for me, but when does a pimple ruin your plan?
Good afternoon, Lisa Peter. Yes, when a pimple ruined my plans, it was a couple of months ago. I had a bit of a spot on my left cheek that sort of grew and thought, okay, it's going to do something. And then by the morning, it grew a bit more. And by the time I was ready for work, it looked like somebody had smacked me in the face and stuck a basketball on the side of my left side of my face.
Oh, dear.
Oh, mate.
So went to the doctors and I was on heavy antibiotics and literally my whole face blew up.
Really? Why? What was it like? This is one hell of a pimple.
It was. The doctor just basically had a look at it and he it was too painful to even move your jaw, but he reckoned it was an ingrown hair that had caused a pimple and had gone backwards into the skin as an infection.
Oh.
Yeah, mate, I had one of those.
See? Ruin your plan,
yeah,
all right.
I had one of those in my left leg and it went from pimple to boil and I couldn't even walk on it. It was unreal. Yeah,
yeah,
I feel your pain.
So it was that bad I had 2 days off work.
Yeah, well, I would have had 2 days off work if this thing had developed on my nose.
Gee,
that's
whiz.
Another story.
Gretchen in the Vines, when did a pimple ruin your plans?
Well, about 30 years ago to the day, I reckon. I was coming up to my birthday and I was about to be 14 years old and I had this mountain growing on my forehead.
On the forehead.
Now,
yep.
Serious, I swear I could see it without the mirror. What happened? And then the next thing that happened is I started getting all glands up underneath my chin.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what? You get a cold and you get those glands underneath the chin. But no, I had no cold. It was just this pimple.
That is unreal.
And it was behind my ears. The glands were coming up. And by this time, the family thought, maybe we've got to go see the doctor.
Well, yes.
Right? The doctor's just like, oh, yes, not a good thing. So he had to give me a local anaesthetic. He had to incise it. And then you put antibiotics in on there and then a big dressing. And then I had to go on, yeah, really heavy-duty antibiotics again. And about 4 days later, back to the doctor, the glands are getting better. And he expressed a good teaspoon and a half.
Oh, my God.
That is so disgusting. It's like those videos on YouTube. Have you ever seen one of those videos on YouTube of someone popping a big pimple? They are so disgusting.
Thank you, Gretchen. No, thank you.
Slice repeat. And the Doug Anthony All-Stars, Paul McDermott, Tim Ferguson and Paul Flacco Livingston are in the building.
What the,
lads, so good to have you guys back in town.
Always good.
Of course, it is for this weekend at the State Theatre Centre of WA and Heath Ledger Theatre on Friday night, two shows Saturday night. Still a few tickets available, but not very many, so get to it. But
can I just add in
it.
Also dress code is formal, no balaclavas, no knives, no thongs.
That's right, particularly at once. It's just a just a weird look. Like with the thongs, you're relaxed, and yet you're wearing the balaclava.
Yes.
Now, you guys have a guitar in here, so we're going to do song first and then chat, or we're going to do chat and then song?
I thought we decided on chat.
No,
then song.
Wait a second.
Didn't feel like we'd
I thought maybe warm up with a bit of chat. Let's get convivial and cozy, and then maybe move into the song. I don't want to rush into the song.
You can clearly see, as I've marked down, C-S...
Okay, chat and then song. Gotcha.
Maybe while we're having this argument, we can have a short break. A quick break.
Play us a quick break.
Okay, now if we can just get ourselves together
over this
period of time, it seems we're not really in control of the radio at this point.
So the idea is we're going to run screaming down memory lane in the show. Well, we're back. Oh, sorry.
We were doing a break.
I'm sorry.
I thought it was song.
No, she's got
I thought
idea.
It was song, it break, chat.
Okay, let's go to you. You seem to have a question.
All right, I have a question. The show this weekend, are we or are we not running Screaming Down Memory Lane?
You are not running Screaming Down Memory Lane because we do not do any of the old stuff in this show.
It's all new.
It's all new.
Oh, okay.
Well, we had to cut out of a lot of the dance numbers.
We just go running down lane.
Typified the youthful part of our...
Carry on.
And I'm not running anywhere. I'm in a wheelchair, for God's sake. A wheelchair. Yeah.
Can we just mind the ableist language there?
Yes, true. This is true. Sorry, now I feel bad.
Can you make it a little bit politically correct?
We're going to take another break.
I will not stand for it.
And we're back.
Oops, that joke's pretty good.
For those of you that don't know, Tim Ferguson is in a wheelchair. Yeah. For those of you that don't know, you're looking well.
I am looking fabulous, Pete, but not as good as you. Look at you. This suits you. Whatever you're doing and eating, it's working.
I had protein balls today.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I've got them as well. And we're going to take another break.
It cost me $4.50, and Lisa told me that there's more calories in them than a Kit Kat.
Might as well have had a Kit Kat.
I don't know, I've had them since I was a kid.
Are you...
That's quite the beard that you're sporting at the moment.
It sure is.
Nope. Tim? Oh, Paul. Me?
Yeah, you.
Yeah. Yep.
Cool.
I thought we'd be doing a Bush Ranger convention here.
Okay.
So I've been growing it for that. But apparently we're not doing a Bush Ranger convention. We're just doing our own show.
Then you went to all that trouble.
It's been a waste of time.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's been 2.5 weeks now.
Really?
Oh, we're very virile.
Keep it. I think it looks fantastic.
Yeah. McDermott man. Yeah, we're a huge family.
Other Paul?
I have no hair.
Yeah, no, right. But you've got a lovely hat.
Thank you very
much. You can go straight to the races with that one.
Radio.
Yes.
All right, is that enough chat? Can we do song?
Okay, let's do a song.
All right, let's do a song. Okay.
We have Paul and Paul in this group now, so we have protein Pauls with us right here now. It's all happening.
Exactly.
Often when I'm pushing him down the street and the three of us are together, people will call out from across the road, look at the Pauls on that. Thank you. This is our anthem.
All right.
All right, let's
Doug Anthony All-Stars coming at you live.
A group so loved, we reformed. We brought the laughter back, and in that moment we were reborn. And you can't believe it, it's almost all of the All-Stars. A pensioner, a cripple, and a songwriter. A pensioner, a cripple, and a superstar. Ah, yeah, bridges will be burned. The All-Stars have returned. La 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 la. A band so vain, we refuse to die. Others do the decent thing, they call it quits and quietly retire. But Tim loves the groupie.
Yeah, come on.
That's why you're back with the All-Stars. A pensioner, a cripple, and a human being. A pensioner, a cripple, and a love machine. Ah, yeah, you'll all get to see the unholy trinity. La, 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 la. La 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 la.
Come on, kid.
La 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 la.
Take it all off. La 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 la. Put it all back on. La 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 la. Wow. Doug Anthony All-Stars coming at you live.
That's beautiful.
Oh, God, that's amazing.
And I knew it. You are not in a wheelchair. You're doing it for the chicks.
That's right. You bet. I mean, it works better being in a wheelchair than getting a newborn puppy.
Well, it's straight to the point with
a puppy as well. Oh,
well, happens, yeah, have a newborn puppy in a wheelchair. You can have any woman you want.
And not just women. Let's not be gender. Let's not be gender specific at this point in our lives.
Guys, this is going to be great. This weekend, it's Friday night, two shows Saturday night. As we mentioned, still a couple of tickets available. Really quick after that. The Doug Anthony All-Stars, the two Pauls and Tim. Pleasure, guys, as always.
Two Pauls.
I think it's really brave of you as well with the whole marriage equality thing coming up, having trans Perth.
We are so forward traveling.
Couldn't believe that. You're moving forward.
Yeah. Non-binary transport.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
But Pete, if they're the two Pauls, what does that make me again?
Tim.
Yeah. Let's take a break.
Oh my God. Sometimes I just wish he would shut up. And we're back.
Mix 94.5's Lisa and Pete, made in Perth. Join them weekday arvos from 4 on Mix 94.5. See Southern Plus Aged Care at this year's Have A Go Day, November 1st at Burswood Park.